My name's Paul Murphy, and over the last two decades, one thing has constantly intrigued me. How do we get a consistent flow of targeted traffic to generate incredible profits and at the same time set up processes and systems that remove all the stresses and headaches that come with online marketing? Together, we will discover the unknown strategies that exist right now on how to set up powerful marketing systems that allow us to turn our businesses around fast and give us the power to not live life on someone else's terms that we never signed up for in the first place, but have the lives we always dreamed of. Traffic's the question, and this podcast will give you the solutions. Now, on with today's episode. Hey guys, how's it going? So today I want to talk about my mother, my mum who died a year ago today. And I want to talk about the impact that's had on me. And obviously this is a passage of life, right? We're all going to experience it, if we haven't already experienced it, is losing someone we really love or we really care about. But it's had a massive impact on me and the way I've changed my business. So I wanted to talk about that, really. And obviously I wanted to just mention my mum because she died a year ago today. I actually did some lovely things today as well. I went out for a walk near where I used to live, where my mum used to come with my brother and basically there's some nice woods around there. And I actually found some areas that I never walked before. I was thinking, guys, I lived there for like 4 years and I didn't even know that some of this existed. And this morning I got out a lot of my mum's personal belongings, like a handbag, right? And, you know, some bits and bobs. And I put that all in a cupboard a year ago and I've not been able to like get it out since then. But I got it out this morning and was going through. And it still feels weird, right? Because you don't go through someone's handbag, right? But it's kind of weird. So I was kind of looking in it again. And it's kind of weird because it's exactly as it was when my mum passed away, right? And then we've got old family videos, right? So like videos of like 20, 25 years ago. And like feels like yesterday as well. It's kind of weird. But it's nice, you know, it's like I feel like, you know, there was kind of like the last year has definitely been the hardest year of my life ever, right? But this last 6 months has been better than the first 6 months. And like anybody who's lost somebody that they really, really care about, you know, it's, you have your moments, right? And I'm lucky that I've, you know, been able to kind of develop a career, develop a life that, you know, can work around that. And, you know, that's honestly why I think I did it, right? Because I always wanted to be able to have the flexibility and the freedom to be able to kind of adjust if I needed to. And that's what I want to sort of talk about in this episode, right? Because before my mum passed away, I had quite a different perspective on my business as to what I have now. And some of you guys who've been following me, like, and you kind of probably noticed a little bit the way I've changed the way I do things, right? Before my mum passed away, I was working nonstop. Like, literally, I hadn't even gone on holidays or done anything. I was kind of not doing anything, right? I was just working. Don't get me wrong, I loved it, but I had a very different mission. I was like, right, I'm going to get to 10 million, then I'm going to get to 100 million, and I'm going to get, you know, I wanted to be the next Russell Brunson. I genuinely had that in my set. So I was going to do it and I knew how I was going to do it and I was going to get there, right? And not, you know, not necessarily, not because of the reasons you think, right? Not because I want to be a billionaire and be wealthy and be, I just love setting goals. I love setting these things that I think are unachievable, but I love gamifying and going after them. Right. It's kind of more that I like playing games with life. You know, it's kind of like a game to me and I want to do it. So that was kind of where I was at. And then when you lose the kind of the closest person to you in your entire life, that forces you into a different perspective. Right. And I now earn less money than I used to. Right. I still earn very, very good money, like compared to virtually any like heart surgeon on the planet or whatever. But I still, it's a lot less, right? It's a lot less than I was on. It's gone down. But I'm very happy about that. Do you know what I mean? It's like I still have the option to do what I want to do. And as a result of that, we changed a lot of things last year. I started leaning more towards the membership model, which, you know, I'm obviously now designing a business that allows me to work less and earn a steady income, right? So it's kind of like a stable income. And that's kind of what the reason I'm doing that as well, because I want to show other people how to do that, because people do want that freedom lifestyle. So I tapped into that because I felt like I needed time to grieve, and I also needed time to not be working so hard for a while. I was kind of forced into that situation, right? But as a result of that, it's been, you know, it's now growing, and it's kind of money's coming back up again. But I am, you know, I am working still quite a bit because I quite enjoy it, and it does take my mind off things, right? You know, I can dig into it. But I can work less if I want to, and I have my days, right? I've had a day here and there where I've just got like, no, I'm not doing that. And then like one week I went away, right? I just took myself away on the last minute, and I just went away, and I was just, you know, and that was kind of quite interesting, and I was kind of not working as hard, and it was kind of funny because no one knew I wasn't working as hard, and it didn't matter, you know. It was kind of like, you know, I don't have to work as hard this week, it's fine, it's okay. And yeah, so in the last year, I mean, apart from the gold membership, I haven't been launching loads of different things. It's kind of just that, really. But again, it's work, you know. It's in a weird way, what happened with my mum has allowed me to rethink, right? So I'll say thanks to my mum for that, right? If you're listening, mum, thank you, because that was, because you always said I worked too hard anyway, right? So yeah, so that's kind of the thing. And now that's allowing other people to do the same. And that's where I get most of my pleasure from. Like, I love gamifying and doing things, but I also love seeing, you know, genuinely love seeing how other people get results from, you know, it's kind of what I'm doing. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about, right? Like, sometimes, you know, you can step sideways. Sometimes you can be looking at your life and you could be thinking, okay, well, what really is important? And sometimes it doesn't, you don't know what's important until something hits you in the face, right? So it's hard to kind of plan for that. You can't really kind of like understand where that is or what that's doing. But whatever it is, I would just encourage you to have the courage to, you know, if something's not right or something's not working the way you want it to work or something, you know, does happen in your life that forces you to rethink, then just have the courage to go with that, right? And be, you know, just be authentic with yourself and allow yourself to be that person, because that's what I did, and it's been great. You know, I think we've had this year, I feel like I'm getting a lot of energy back now and a lot of, right, okay, let's do this, let's do that, and a lot of ideas are coming. And this has been happening the last 2 or 3 months. But they weren't really there, right? And again, if you have something like that happen to you, just allow yourself that space, because they'll come, right? You will, like, whatever you are supposed to be doing is going to come back to you, and then you'll move forward. But for me, it was like, you know, I at one point I was thinking, oh, am I ever going to want to do much again? You know, like, I don't know. And then, you know, we had the membership, and then like everything that's happened since is like, oh my God, yeah, okay. It's all going perfectly, swimmingly well. And again, you know, I'm setting up the game to win again. You know, I'm thinking of gamifying. I'm thinking of moving again, moving forward. And, you know, do I want to be the next Russell Brunson? I'm not so sure. One of the other things as well, this is kind of an interesting one, right? I had, one of my goals was to speak on stages, right? Speak on some of the big stages in the marketing events. And during the pandemic, I was doing a few speaking gigs, but they were all virtual. Obviously, there was no on-stage stuff going on. But during that time, I had grown my, like, status in the industry, I suppose is the right way of putting it. So people started to know me and wanted to book me and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I got to the point, and I actually got booked to speak at a gig last year, which is the EMC. And I actually got that gig before my mum passed away. And obviously I did the gig. And then after that, I was like, okay, that was great. But is that what I want to be doing? Going around the world, traveling and speaking on stages. And I thought, do you know what? I don't feel like chasing that. You know, I don't feel like going around and doing that. And funnily enough, ever since that gig, I've been asked to speak at loads, and I've said no to nearly all of them. In fact, I think I've said no to all of them. I don't know one that I've actually done. Yeah, I've said no to all of them. Simply because I have this different perspective, right? It's like, that's my time. I could go and network and meet people and do stuff, but actually, is that really what I want to do right now? Maybe I did at one point, but I'm not so, it's great to meet people and connect, but it's just not where I feel like I'm at. I feel like I've got other things to do, right? And people think, oh yeah, but that's crazy. You know, you've got all this, but it's funny, isn't it? I had that thought and I had that energy and I wanted to go and do all these things. But funnily enough, since then I haven't, not so much, right? And it may be, you know, a couple of years' time, I think, oh, okay, yeah, I want to do that all again. But right now, you know, I'm just recognizing that that's not where I want to be. You know, and I nearly joined a couple of masterminds, but then I didn't because I thought, well, that's not again. I know what I'm up to at the moment. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going, and I don't want to be taking too much time away from that. It's funny, isn't it? I am in one mastermind, but I nearly joined two others. So it's kind of funny, isn't it? But I think, you know, sometimes it's, you need to be honest, like, what am I actually going to get out of this? How is this going to develop me? And right now, those things are going to suck my time, right? They're going to suck a lot of my time. And my time is precious to me because I've got a lot that I want to, I've got a lot of ways I want to serve my community. I've got a lot of things I want to do. I'm not sure I need any advice. I know that sounds like big-headed, but I don't at the moment. I need to be getting on with stuff, right? And sometimes those things can take time away from what you're doing, which is kind of funny because, you know, you think these things are always going to be good, and sometimes they are. You know, we've even at the moment, I mean, we're probably going to be bringing them back because people keep asking us, but we've actually closed down our Quantum and our Mastermind. They are both closed at the moment, but I have been thinking about bringing them back. But again, it's another thing is like, obviously, while I've been dealing with a membership and dealing with certain things, you know, it's not just about chasing the money. Because like, obviously, if I opened up my mastermind, that would get me $1 million overnight, right? I could probably fill it up and get $1 million and then do something else and get $1 million. But again, you know, if you're in that luxury position where you can actually focus on what you want to focus on and do what you need to do that makes you happy and and in turn is going to make everyone else happy in your community, then that's what's important. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of drop in with that, guys. I don't know if there was massive amounts of lessons in there, but I always document what's going on. But I think from this podcast episode's point of view, it was more about kind of the flow, right? Your flow of your life and how things can change and how to follow. And yeah, I would just recommend just kind of recognizing where you're at and allow it to happen and have the courage to say no if you need to as well. That's about it, really. That's it for me, guys. Have a good one. I'll catch you on the next episode. If you are tired of paying for ads that do not deliver and you need to reach a super targeted audience, driving them direct to your products and services with free, targeted, evergreen traffic on Google and YouTube, then our Gold membership is designed specifically to help you get results fast by claiming your first free Google ads. Now, the great thing is that your first 2 weeks are completely free. To get started, head over to iservefirst.com. That's iservefirst.com. Links in the show notes. And you'll be able to start driving 100% free targeted traffic to your business today.